The Company That Steve Built, a look at what made Apple, Apple.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. Apple CEO Steve Jobs has announced he's resigning as head of the company he founded. The 56-year-old has battled pancreatic cancer in the past. In a letter to Apple's board, Jobs said he felt he could no longer perform his duties effectively. Apple's a company that has not only thrived in the markets. Earlier this month, it was briefly the most valuable public company in the world, but it's also influenced the way we live. Guy Kawasaki joins us now. He's the former chief evangelist at Apple and was one of the early employees at the company. Guy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Guy, is there one specific moment that you can think of that maybe helped make Steve Jobs and the company Apple so significant?
Probably his introduction of Macintosh back in 1984. It was a magical moment, an enchanting moment, if you will, because the entire direction of personal computing changed when he brought that Macintosh out and showed the graphical user interface, the friendliness of the computer. And he had his bow tie on. Today, Steve is jeans and a black mock turtleneck.
Right, the iconic, yes.
Yeah, back then, the iconic dress was a bow tie.
So even back then, it was all about the meetings and the unveiling. That was still very much a part of Apple's DNA.
Well, there's no one ever has been a better introducer of products than Steve Jobs. No one ever. But 90% of it, I'll tell you, is that the key to a great introduction is dependent on introducing something great. If you have a great product to introduce, it's a lot easier to make a great introduction.
That is. If you can do that, I guess it makes the introducing part easier. Bow tie, turtleneck, whatever you want to wear, right?
Yeah, you could wear anything. You could be naked if you had some great products and you'd do a great introduction.
And you'd get some headlines for that too, probably.
Yeah.
So we hear a lot of stories in the early days about the pirate flag in front of the office and tinkering with computers in garages. What is the real history of Apple? You were there.
The pirate flag is a true story. It was on top of the roof. I can't tell you that it was without stress, but looking back, it's one of those kinds of experiences that for the few people who had the experience, you would say it was an honor. But we thought we could make history. And looking back, you know, we probably did make history. And there's not too many opportunities in any person's career to look back and say, wow, we really made history back then.
What was Steve Jobs like?
Steve Jobs is the most demanding person I've ever worked for. He was a perfectionist. He was autocratic. He had a very definite idea of what's right and what's wrong. He flies in the face of convention of just about everything. You know, where most people would say that the way to motivate people is a participative democracy, Steve Jobs was most of the time a benign autocracy, but not always benign either. I think from the outside looking in, one of the dangers of analyzing Steve Jobs is you would say, okay, so he was like this and he produced success. So I'll be like that and produce success. They forget that there is only one Steve Jobs.
Guy Kawasaki is the former chief evangelist at Apple and an early employee. Guy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So is Apple Apple without Steve Jobs? Well, the markets don't seem too sure about that one. Shares of Apple are down more than 1% this morning, and the rest of Wall Street is following suit. A dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1.25%, 142 points, to 11,178. The Nasdaq also down 1.25% to 2,436. The S&P 500 also down 1.25% to 1,162. Gold is taking a beating this morning. It's at its lowest price in more than a year, $1,712 an ounce. Its price has dropped nearly 10% in the last 2 days.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Bank of America stock is up 13% this morning, and you can chalk that up to the Buffett bump. Billionaire Warren Buffett announced today he's investing $5 billion in the beleaguered bank, calling it a strong and well-led company. B of A's stock has dropped nearly 40% in the last 3 months. So why is Buffett's word enough to turn it around? We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer to find out.
This isn't the first time Buffett has given Wall Street a helping hand. He took a big stake in Goldman Sachs during the height of the financial crisis. Goldman was able to tell investors, hey, Uncle Warren likes us, you should too. Now Bank of America gets Buffett bragging rights. Nancy Bush is a bank analyst at NAB Research. She says Buffett has built a valuable brand around himself and his company, Berkshire Hathaway. He's a combination of Midwestern common sense and big money.
The aura of money making takes on a life of its own. The shareholder letter, the meetings with, you know, Berkshire Hathaway shareholders in Omaha, he is seen as a nexus of money.
Bush says the Buffett brand is so powerful, it'll spark a rally in other bank stocks. She says they've been beaten down by the same rumors that battered Bank of America shares, as investors fretted about toxic mortgages on banks' books. Many financial stocks are now at bargain levels. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, Whole Foods is going to start offering wellness classes at some of its stores. Members can take courses in health and cooking. There will be movie screenings. The bad news? Club membership costs about $750 a year. Well, it is Whole Foods. The good news? Most members can come as they are. The yoga pants Whole Foods shoppers love to wear? Totally acceptable at all activities. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's pressure in higher ed to save money and make classes more efficient. One thought, make teachers more productive. But how?
I have no idea. I think I'm pretty productive, but I'm not sure that I would come out well on a quantifiable scale.
I'm Bob Moon, running college like a business. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.